Title: How to Route System Audio Through Ableton Live Using Loopback, Add Effects and Resample for Drum and Bass. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're doing something that feels like a cheat code for drum and bass. Taking any audio your computer can play, like YouTube, Spotify, a podcast, a movie line, even a synth app, and routing it straight into Ableton Live. Why would you do this? Because once it's inside Live, you can treat it like any other sound in your session. You can EQ it, compress it, saturate it, filter sweep it, drench it in reverb, chop it into jungle-style slices, and most importantly, you can resample it so it becomes your own usable audio assets inside the project. We'll use Loopback on Mac OS as the example. If you're on Windows, the same idea applies with tools like Voice Meter or Virtual Audio Cables. The names change, but the routing concept is identical. Before we touch anything, headphones are strongly recommended. Feedback loops with system audio are real, and they get loud fast. Also, close anything that might randomly make noise. Notifications, message pings, browser tabs, all that stuff can end up recorded. Here's what we're building inside Ableton. One track called Us In. That's where your computer audio enters Live and gets processed. And one track called Us Print. That's where we record the processed result, cleanly, like printing an effect to audio. Once you have this rig, you can capture dark atmospheres for intros, pre-drop vocal snippets, break layers, glitchy stutters, all without leaving Ableton. Cool, let's set up Loopback. Step 1. Create the virtual device. Open Loopback, click New Virtual Device. Name it something obvious like System to Ableton. Now add your sources. The key source is System Audio. That means whatever your Mac plays will go into this Loopback device. Now, beginner safety move. In Loopback, set monitoring off at first. Monitoring means Loopback is also sending the audio to an output so you can hear it. If you monitor in multiple places, that's where you can get doubling, phase weirdness, or full-on feedback. We'll talk about a safe monitoring approach in a second. The goal right now is simple. Loopback creates a virtual input that Ableton can select. Next step, tell your Mac to send system audio into Loopback. Go to System Settings, then Sound. Then output. Choose your Loopback device, System to Ableton. At this moment, your computer audio is being rerouted. If you play a YouTube video, it will play but you might not hear it, depending on your monitoring setup. Don't panic, that's normal at this stage. Now let's set up Ableton. Open Ableton Live Preferences. Go to Audio. For audio input device, choose System to Ableton, your Loopback device. For audio output device, choose your real output, like your audio interface or built-in output or headphones output. This is important. Loopback should be the input, and your interface should still be the output. Then click Input Config, and enable the stereo input pair that Loopback provides. Usually it's 1 and 2 as a stereo pair. Now we make the SYS in track. Create a new audio track and name it SYS in. Set audio from to external in, and select the Loopback input, usually 1/2 stereo. Now monitoring. You have two main choices. If you set monitor to in, you'll always hear the system audio through Ableton Live. If you set monitor to auto, you'll hear it only when the track is armed for recording. For beginners, in is the easiest to confirm everything works. Just remember, start with the SYS in fader lower. Put it around -12 dB to be safe, because system audio can jump in volume, especially ads, trailers, random loud segments. At this point you should see meters moving on SYS in when system audio plays. That's your first win. Now let's handle monitoring properly, because this is where people get stuck. Common beginner problem. I set my system output to Loopback, and now I can't hear anything. The fix is to make a safe monitor path. In Loopback, you can monitor that system audio source to your real speakers or interface output. That lets you listen normally, while Ableton captures the same audio as an input. But here's the rule, avoid double monitoring. If you monitor in Loopback and also monitor in Ableton, you'll hear it twice with slight delay, which sounds thin and facey, or echoey. So pick one monitoring method. Option A, monitor in Loopback, and set Ableton's SYS in monitoring to FF. Option B, turn Loopback monitoring off, and monitor through Ableton by setting SYS in to in. Pick one. If you ever hear that comb-filtered, weird two signals at once sound, that's what's happening. Now, let's add the DNB-friendly effects chain on SYS in. Doc Ableton only. Safe, musical defaults. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 60 Hz. The goal is to get rid of useless sub-rumble. In drum and bass, your sub is sacred. Random system audio should not be stepping on it. If it sounds boxy, you can dip a little around 200 to 400 HC. Next, glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to smash it. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction just to glue and tame peaks. Next, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. This is where the jungle grit and crunchy texture starts to happen. Be mindful. It's easy to overdo, so keep an ear on harshness. Next, auto filter. Set it to low pass. This is your movement tool. Filter sweeps are basically a DNB arrangement language. You can automate the cutoff later for builds, drop-ins, and transitions. Next, reverb. Keep it controlled. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Low cut around 300 to 600 HC so the reverb doesn't add mud. Dry slash wet maybe 5 to 15% for most cases. More for intros, less for drops. And finally, limiter at the end, purely as safety. Don't use it as an excuse to clip everything, it's just there to catch random spikes from unpredictable sources. Teacher tip, group that whole chain into an audio effect rack and name it SYSFX. That way, every future project, you drag it in and you're instantly ready to capture and design textures. Now we build SYS print, the resampling track, create a second audio track, name it SYS print, set audio from to SYS in, and choose post effects. That means whatever happens on SYS in, including EQ, compression, saturation, filter, reverb, all of it, gets recorded. Set monitor on SYS print to off. That prevents doubling, phasing, and confusion. SYS print is not for listening live, it's for printing. Arm SYS print, then hit record. You can record into session view or arrangement, whichever you prefer. I like arrangement when I'm doing longer textures like 8 or 16 bars, and session when I'm grabbing short one-shots. Now you've got a pipeline. System audio comes in, gets processed, and gets printed as audio you can edit like any sample. Let's talk about what to actually do with this in a rolling DNB context. Use case 1. Dark intro texture. Find something like rain ambience, room tone, documentary atmosphere, sci-fi drones, anything with vibe. Record 8 to 16 bars into SYS print, then warp it to tempo. For full soundscapes, warp mode complex or complex pro is usually your best bet. Then automate the filter cutoff over the intro, maybe slowly closing down. And push reverb slightly higher in the last couple bars to set up the drop. Print it, and you've got your intro world. Use case 2. Pre-drop tension with a spoken phrase. Grab a short phrase from a podcast or film dialogue. Print it. Then do that classic DJ-style bandwidth move, bandpass it so it sounds like it's coming through a radio. Think roughly 300 HC to 3K HC. Saturate it a bit heavier. Add echo or delay and automate feedback so it spirals. Then reverse the printed clip and place it one bar before the drop. Instant suck-in energy, no fancy plugins required. Use case 3. Jungle break layer. If you're previewing samples in a browser or player, route that audio in and print a few bars. High pass it so it doesn't fight your sub. Saturate lightly for crunch. Then take the printed audio and either drag it into simpler, or you slice to new MIDI track with transients. Now you've turned system audio into playable break chops for fills and edits. Now, gain staging. This matters a lot in DNB, because everything wants to be loud. On SYS in, aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. On SYS print, record a healthy level but never clip. And keep your master peaking around minus 6 while building your track. That headroom makes your life easier later. If you need quick gain control before hitting the FX chain, drop a utility at the start and trim the gain there. That's cleaner than constantly retuning compressors and saturators. Let's cover the biggest mistakes, because if you avoid these, you'll feel like you know what you're doing immediately. Mistake 1. Feedback loops. That howling, infinite echo situation. This happens when Ableton's output gets captured again as system audio and keeps refeeding the chain. Fix it by keeping loopback monitoring off unless you're sure. Don't route Ableton's output back into the same capture device, and use headphones. Mistake 2. Meters are moving but you hear nothing. Set SYS in monitor to in, and confirm your Ableton output device is your real interface, not loopback. Mistake 3. Latency feels late. If you're just printing audio to chop later, latency barely matters. But if you're trying to perform effects rhythmically, lower your buffer size to something like 128 to 256 samples. If it crackles, bump it up slightly. Mistake 4. Printed audio is distorted. Turn down SYS in. Reduce saturator drive. And remember the limiter is safety, not magic. Mistake 5. Warp sounds messy, for breaks, warp mode beats, for vocals or full mixes, complex or complex pro. Now for a couple spicy upgrade ideas, still beginner friendly. 1. Create both dry and wet prints. Make SIS print dry that records SIS in pre-FX, and SIS print wet that records SIS in post-FX. Future you will be grateful, because sometimes the wet print has amazing vibe, but the dry print is better for clean chops and tighter timing. 2. Add a meter or spectrum at the end of SYS and before you print. System audio can jump wildly in loudness, and having a visual check helps you avoid accidentally recording something way hotter than expected. 3. Save this as a template. A dedicated system capture Ableton template with SYS in, SIS print, your SYS FX rack, and maybe your favorite routing already set up. This turns a confusing setup into a one-click workflow. And a quick real-world note on sampling. Printing system audio is incredible for sound design and practice. If you're capturing recognizable material and planning to release it, you'll want to think about clearance or transform it heavily. Pitch it, resample it, slice it, layer it, make it into something new. All right, mini practice, 15 minutes. This will lock it in. Set your project to 174 BPM. Route system audio into Ableton with the setup we just did. Find a moody source, ambience, vinyl crackle, dialogue. Record 8 bars into SYS print. Warp it with complex if it's a soundscape. Automate the filter cutoff down over those 8 bars, and bring reverb up slightly in bars 7 and 8.